在进入第十一章之前啊，第十章我们稍微补充一下。
Before continuing into chapter 11, I have some add-ons that I would like to mention.
第十章的最后第一段在讲论休妻。
The first part of chapter 10, it discusses about divorce.
离婚再婚就是犯奸。
If you marry and then you remarry, that is committing adultery.
但是现在这个社会里面，这是普遍的现象。
However, in the current society, it's often quite common.
那怎么让我们避免离婚？
So how do we avoid going down the road of divorce?
两个重要的重点。
There are two keys.
第一点就是要在主里结婚。
The first is that you have to marry in Christ.
在主里结婚，我们有共同的信仰。人生有共同的目标，有共同的价值观，所以婚姻比较容易很幸福圆满。
When you marry in the Lord, then you share common faith, you share common values, and you share common principles, and this will help you to hold the marriage together.
那第二个就是要追求信仰成长。
And the second factor or the key to holding the marriage together is to pursue common growth of faith.
我们要从忍受婚姻进到享受婚姻。
We have to go from having patience towards our marriage into enjoying our marriage.
所以我们跟神的关系要好像一个三角形。
And so our relationship with God in the marriage is like a triangle.
神在顶端。
God is on the very top.
丈夫跟太太在下面两个角。
And the husband and wife are each in one of the corners of the triangle.
当丈夫跟太太都越来越靠近神，他们之间的距离就越来越短。
And when both husband and wife draw themselves closer to God, then the distance between them becomes closer.
当丈夫跟太太已经跟神已经联合在一起，好像主耶稣说，父在我里面，我在父里面，那这样丈夫跟太太在主耶稣里面，他的心就合一了。
And when both husband and wife are united with Christ, just like how Jesus Christ said, I am and the Father are one, then their hearts in Christ are also one.
所以有主耶稣在其中，这个婚姻就很幸福。
And when Christ is in the midst of this marriage, then this is a blessed marriage.
那其实物质外在的生活不是最重要。
Actually, the material gains and the material things that we have in our marriage are not the most important things.
现在进入第十章的三十二节。
We'll continue to chapter 10, verse 32.
马可福音第十章的三十二节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 32.
从三十二节到四十五节在讲第三次宣告要受难。
And from chapter 10, verse 32 through 45, this is the third time that Jesus predicts of his death and his resurrection.
所以他一直重复在预备他的门徒将要发生的困难。
The reason for him repeating this is so that he's preparing the disciples for the upcoming trials.
但是如果我们从三十五节来看到四十一节。
If we look from verse 35 till verse 41.
这有两个门徒来求主耶稣。
Here it mentions of two disciples that came to Jesus to ask of something.
求什么？
What are they to ask?
三十七节。
Verse 37.
是我们在你荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在左边。
Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and and the other on your left in your glory.
所以这两个球在天国神国的荣耀，他能够坐在主耶稣的左右边。
And so they're asking Lord Jesus to be able to sit at the right and left hands of him in the glory of eternal heavenly kingdom.
那这样祈求有什么不对？
And what is wrong to ask such thing?
好，那我们现在看38节。
Verse 38 here says,
耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。
Jesus replied and said, you do not know what you ask.
哦，好像后来、哦、主耶稣被钉十字架。
For example, later on, when Jesus Christ was crucified,
他看那些钉他的人，主耶稣说他们不知道他们做什么。
Jesus Christ looked down from the cross and say to the crowd that they do not know what they're doing.
哦，那这两个门徒，主耶稣说他不知道他们在求什么。
Here Jesus Christ said to the disciples that you do not know what you're asking.
哦，那接下去啊，主耶稣就讲，我喝的杯你能够喝吗？我受的苦你能受吗？
And he went on and said, are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
我们知道主耶稣复活升天以后得到极大的荣耀。
We know that after Jesus Christ resurrected and ascended to heaven, he was glorified greatly.
那这个荣耀是什么得来的？
And how did he obtain this glory?
如果我们看这个腓立比书第二章。
We turn to Philippians chapter 2.
第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这个就是讲主耶稣的受难。
In verse 8 talks about the suffering of Christ.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又是给他超乎万名之上的名。然后第十节
Verse 10
要一切在天上地上地底下因耶稣的名无不屈膝十一节
Verse 11
不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于神所以主耶稣经过十字架的苦难成全了神对他的托付因此神把他升为至高使他的名充满着权柄跟荣耀
And so here states that through the suffering on the cross, Jesus Christ, he ascended to heaven and God exalted him highly and gave him a great glory.
所以前面就是在讲主耶稣已经付了代价，完成神的旨意。
And so in the beginning here states that Jesus Christ has paid the price and has fulfilled the will of God.
那后面才讲神给他的赏赐。
And later on, it talks about then the blessings or the glory that God has given him.
那在约翰福音主耶稣的分离祷告也是这样讲。
And likewise, in the prayer that Jesus Christ made in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
第四节。
Verse
4. 我在地上已经荣耀了你。你所托付我的事情我已经完成了请读
Verse 4 I have glorified you on the earth I have finished the work which you have given me to do
那主耶稣在这个讲以前是讲完成事了他已经完成了神的吩咐他已经荣耀的神
And here you can see that Jesus Christ said he have finishedAnd have already glorified.
那第五节就在讲他对神的祈求。
And in verse 5, then continues on to say his request towards God.
求你使我同享荣耀，就是未有世间我从你所有的荣耀。
here says, to glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
那这样再回头过来看、马可第十章。
And by reading is now returning to Gospel of Mark chapter 10.、
哦、这两个门徒来祈求在天国的荣耀。
The two disciples here are asking for the, glory, the heavenly glory.、
哦、但是主耶稣告诉他的是什么？这个代价、哦、你要得荣耀，但是这个代价你付得出吗？
So what Jesus Christ is asking them instead is that、there is a price to pay, and are you able to pay this price?、
哦、所以不愿意付代价在天国要得荣耀，这是不可能的。
And if you're not willing to pay the price, it is impossible for you to be glorified in heaven.、
那你在天国要得荣耀，那你今生有办法跟着主耶稣的脚步、来行走天国路吗？
And in order to be glorified in heaven, we must ask, are we able to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ to walk our heavenly journey?、
哦、所以今天我们每一个人就是要想这个问题。
So this is the question we all need to ask ourselves.、
甚至保罗、当他到人生的最后一点。
Even Paul at the last、stage of his life,、
哦、他往前看，他看到什么？
When he looked forward, what did he saw?
公义的冠冕为我存留。
He saw the glorious crown that was preserved for him.
他回头看，他看什么？看到什么？
And when he looked back, what did he see?、
哦、美好的仗我打过了。
He fought the good fight.、
哦、当跑的路我跑尽了。
He ran the race.、
哦、所信的道我守住了。
And he kept the faith.
这不简单啊。
This is not an easy journey.、
哦、所以当他付出了这个跟从主的代价，他往前看才有天国永远的荣耀。
And so when he paid the price to follow Christ, and when he looks forward, then he will see the glory of heavenly kingdom.
但是如果我们的生命只是效法所罗门王，
But if our life only follows the examples of King Solomon,
我们每天想的就是怎么样满足欲望，活得快乐。
Every day, what we think about is how to satisfy our desires.
哦，没有想到我要怎么来跟从主、侍奉主、荣耀主。
We do not think about how to glorify God, how to follow Christ.
那当我们到人生最后一点，我们看到什么？
Then at the end of our life, what will we see?
我们看到所罗门所看到的。
Then we will see what Solomon sees.
一切都是虚空。
That everything is vanity.、
啊、所以天国的荣耀是为我们存留的。
And therefore the glory of heavenly kingdom is reserved for us.
我们的代价就是背十字架，跟从耶稣到天国，神就会给我们荣耀。
And the price that we have to pay is to carry our cross and follow Christ. And when we get to heavenly kingdom, then we will obtain that glory.
对，如果我们只想荣耀，但是不知道要付什么代价，我们就不知道我们在求什么。
If we only think of the glory, but do not think about the price that we have to pay, then we are just as stated here, do not know what we're asking.
好，那我们看四十一节，那马可十章。
Mark chapter 10, verse 41 will continue.
那十个门徒听见了，就恼怒雅各跟约翰。
And when the ten heard it, they began to greatly displease with James and John.
因为当一个人要求在天国是为大的，那其他人就变小了，所以就造成大家不和睦。
When one asks to be great in heavenly kingdom, that means that everyone else will need to be、lower in position. And of course, then this will cause disharmony.
那最重要是大家背十字架来跟从主、侍奉主，那将来就由主耶稣来决定，那这样大家都很和睦。
And so the most important is that everyone carry their cross to follow Christ, and in the end, Christ is the one who will decide that.
所以从四十二节开始、就是在、补充、前面所说的。
And so from verse 42 onward, it is an add-on to why was the verses before.
如果我们特别做44节，你们中间谁愿为首的做，就做众人的仆人。
Verse 44, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all.
然后45节，主耶稣讲他的榜样。
And verse 45, here Jesus Christ uses himself as an example.
我来不是要受人服侍，并且要服侍人。
For he did not come to be served, but to serve.
那服侍到什么程度呢？服侍到舍命做多人的赎价。
And to what point did he serve? To hear says, to give his life a ransom for many.
所以跟从主耶稣就是过一个侍奉的生活。
In other words, to follow Christ means to live a life of servitude.
所以我们来教会重要不是别人为我做什么。
So when we go to church, it is not what others can do for us.
我们来教会最重要是学习主耶稣服侍别人。
What's most importantly is that we follow the examples of Christ to serve others.
那服侍到我们愿意为主耶稣牺牲。
And we serve to the point that we're willing to sacrifice for the sake of Christ.
那这样教会会成长。
If in this manner, then church will grow.
神会得到荣耀。
And God will be glorified.
那我们的生活会很有意义，很有价值。
And our life will be very meaningful.
所以这是第这一段主耶稣对无知的祈求一个宣告跟补充。
And so this is the supplement to this section. It's about the ignorant request, the disciples.
从46节到52节。
And from verse 46 to verse 52.
主耶稣医治一个瞎子。
Here Jesus Christ healed a blind man.
那如果我们再看其他的四福音。
If we compare it to the other four gospel books.
这个瞎眼的人问其他的人到底发生什么事情，因为好多人从他前面走过去。
This blind man asked those around him and about what is going on because he can feel many people walk past by him.
那人就告诉他说拿撒勒人耶稣从前面过今天要从前面过去。
And people replied and said, Jesus of Nazareth, he today will pass by here.
但是当主耶稣过去的时候，他不是喊拿撒勒人，他是喊大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我。
But when Jesus walked past by, he did not cry out and say, Jesus of Nazareth. Instead, he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
拿但业曾经讲拿撒勒能够出什么好东西？
Nathaniel once said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
因为这是一个很小的地方。
Because Nazareth is a very small place.
但是这一个人眼睛瞎了，他的心也没有瞎。
Even though this man is blind physically, but his heart was not blind.
他知道从这里经过就是大卫的子孙，也就是圣经所预言那个救世主弥赛亚。
He knows that the one about to walk past by is the son of David, is the savior, is Messiah.
所以他心也没有瞎。
And so you can see that his heart is not blind.
那第二个就是他把握机会祈求恩典。
And secondly is that he grasped on the opportunity to ask for blessings.
所以47节他第一次喊可怜我吧。
The first time in verse 47, when he cried out and said, have mercy on me.
他真的是可怜。
Because indeed, he was pitiful.
因为瞎眼嘛。
Because he's blind.
但是48节有一个障碍，就是大家责备他，不许他作声。
But verse 48, here we see some obstacles, because people tried to quiet him down.
所以他就大声喊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
And so he cried even louder than Son of David, have mercy on me.
那主耶稣就动了怜悯的心肠，说你放心那其他有圣经有讲话，问他说你要我为你做什么？
And in other gospel books, it says that then Jesus Christ was moved with mercy and asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
那后来他说我要能看见，在这里主耶稣就叫他起来看见。
And he replied that he wants to receive sight, so Lord Jesus gave him sight.
在51节。
In verse 51.
那今天我们肉眼是没有瞎的。
Today, our physical eyes are not blind.
但是有时候我们是灵眼没有开的。
But many times it is our spiritual sight that is not bright.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
因为我们活在物质世界，又活在灵界里面。
Because we live in this physical world as well as in the spiritual world.
看不见是暂时的，看不见是永远。
To be able to see is only temporarily, but unable to see is actually eternal.
但是因为我们肉眼看得到这个物质世界的好处，所以我们从慕道那一天开始，每一次祷告，每一次祈求，大部分都是肉体上、物质上、今生上。
And because we can see with our physical eyes, so ever since the day that we believe, in all of our prayers, we continuously ask about physical material blessings.
当然神是我们的父亲，他也听我们祷告，所以我们有体验很多神的恩典。
And of course, God listened to our prayers, and He has blessed us in many ways.
但是我们想想看，我们信主这么久，我们什么时候在祈求属灵的恩典？
But we must reflect and think, after believing in so many years, how many times have we actually asked for spiritual blessings?
神啊，给我更大的信心。
How many times do we ask, Lord, please give me greater faith?
神啊，给我更大的爱。
Ask God to give us a bigger, more love.
让我能够为你做更多的事情。
Ask God that we can serve Him even more.
让我能够为你传更多的福音给别人。
Allow me to preach to even more people.
这是恩典啊。
And all these are blessings.
但是我们要眼睛开了我们才会求主开我们的眼睛我们整个这个价值观才会从看得见世界进到灵界里面。
And only when we pray and ask God to open our spiritual sight, then can we go from this physical world into seeing the spiritual realm.
所以我们如果想再过50年。
So if we think of 50 years later,
我们这些参加 NYT 也大概都不在世界了。
Most of us here attending this OATS will probably not be in the world anymore.
不在世界在哪里？就是在灵界啊，灵界就是乐园。
And if we are not in this world, where will we be? And we will be in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly kingdom.
短暂的今生是要为我们预备永永远远的永生。
And so this temporarily life here in the world is to prepare us for that eternal life in heavenly kingdom.
所以要求神开我们的眼睛。
And therefore we need to ask God to open our sight.
那看清楚灵界的美好跟价值。
To clearly understand and see the wonderfulness of the spiritual realm.
那52节主耶稣说你的信救了你，瞎眼就跟着耶稣走。
In verse 52, then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road.
我们今天的信心不能够只把它局限在肉体上、物质上、今生上的这些神迹奇事。
Today, our faith should not mainly just focus on the physical gains, the physical material blessings.
更有价值的是灵界。那我们如果看清楚，我们会很认真来跟从主耶稣。
What's even more valuable is the spiritual realm, and we able to see clearly, then we're able to follow Christ.
好，那我们进来进入十一章。
We'll continue on into chapter 11.
十一章哈，如果我们看第一节哈，主耶稣啊进耶路撒冷。
The beginning of verse 11 here says that Jesus entered Jerusalem.
所以十一章到十六章啊是主耶稣最后一个礼拜的记录。
And so from chapter 11 all the way to chapter 16 are the recordings of what happened in the last week of Jesus Christ in this world.
所以差不多有 40%, 马可福音哦 ,40% 的篇幅是在描写耶稣的最后一个礼拜。
And so you can say, based on the chapters of Mark, about 40% of them are describing the last week of Jesus Christ's life in this world.
哦，那约翰福音呢，从13章开始一直到21章，哦，也都是在描写主耶稣的最后一个礼拜。
And in the Gospel of John, likewise, and from starting from chapters 13 to 21, is also talking about the last stage of Jesus Christ's life.
那我们想，如果你读一个人自传，一般最后一个阶段，随便写就过去了，因为人已经临死了，没有什么可以写。
And if you think about, if you are today writing a biography, usually the last stage of a person's life, there's really not much to talk about.
那为什么主耶稣的最后一个礼拜这么不同呢？
But how come this last week of Jesus Christ's life is so different?
因为主耶稣的最后一个礼拜就是要把神的爱用最清楚的方式把它表明出来。
As if he could, in this last stage of Jesus Christ's life, he wants to manifest the love of God in the most clearest method.
所以圣经里面讲一讲到神的爱，就是讲到主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
And the Bible says that every time when we talk about the love of God, then it is directly towards the crucifixion of Christ.
那爱好像死一样坚强。
For love is as strong as death.
那主耶稣爱我们爱到有多大呢？
And how much does Christ love us?
爱到为我们死在十字架上。
He loves us to the point of his death on the cross.
所以从十一章开始进入最后一个礼拜。
And so starting from chapter 11, we enter into the last week of Jesus Christ's life on this earth.
那从第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 to verse 7.
就在讲要进到耶路撒冷，那要怎么进去呢？
It talks about the entry into Jerusalem and how is to enter Jerusalem.
他就是要骑着驴驹进去。
He will be on riding a donkey, a colt.
那为什么他不骑马呢？
Why doesn't he ride a horse?
马是一个很有力量打战得胜的工具。
A horse is a very powerful and useful weapon for battles.
好像启示录在讲描写第一印打开来就是白马，胜了又要胜。
Just like in the book of Revelation, after the first seal opens, is the white horse, and he will triumphant again.
但是现在主耶稣进耶路撒冷他是一个和平的君。
But now Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem, he is the Prince of Peace.
所以他骑着驴驹象征他的谦和。这样用他的爱来救人的灵魂。
And so riding on a colt is to symbolize the humility of Christ and how he uses love to save humankind.
那驴驹要从哪里来？
And where does the colt come from?
结果主耶稣先告诉他们。
So Jesus Christ told them ahead of time.
所以在第二节。
Verse 2 here states,
你们往村庄里去必看见一个驴驹拴在那里，是没有人骑过的，可以解开来 那若有人问你说做什么，你要说主要用他，那人就比历史让你迁来。好，这个主耶稣在讲预言呢。
Verse 2 here, Jesus is prophesizing.
这个叫做神必预备。
Means that the Lord will prepare.
所以主耶稣已经预备了驴驹。
And so the Lord has already prepared the colt.
这个也代表主耶稣对每一件事情有他的主权。
This also signifies that, that Jesus Christ has authority over all things.
所以当他的门徒去了，真的看到驴驹。
And so when the disciples got there, they indeed saw the colt.
然后当他告诉他们主要用他，那些人就任他迁去。
And when then the people asked, and they said the Lord's in need of it, so they allow them to take the colt away.
这就是告诉我们，我们所有的一切，我们是被托管的，所有的一切都是神的，只是他托我们管理。
And so this is to tell us that everything that we have belongs to God, but all things were only temporarily entrusted to us.
因为圣经说我们是重价买来的。
Because the Bible says that we were bought at a high price.
重价是什么？
What is a high price?
主耶稣的宝血。
And that is the blood of our Lord Jesus.
从哪里买来呀？
And where were we purchased from?
从魔鬼的手里买出来。
We were purchased from the hands of Satan.
是我们归属于神。
Now that we can belong to Christ.
那如果我们是属于神。
And if we do belong to Christ.
那我们所有的一切都是属神的。
Then everything we own belongs to God.
我们的生命是神给的。
For our life was given to us by God.
所以一个礼拜有七天，这是神给的。
And so in a week, we have 7 days. This is also given to us by God.
那前面六天做我们的事情，这也是神的旨意。
And in the first 6 days, we do we take care of the matters in this world. This is also according to the will of God.
但是第七天要归给神。
But on the 7th day, this is a day that belongs to God.
因为这个是神给的，所以要归给神很自然。
Because all our days are given to us by God, and therefore it is very natural that we need to give what belongs to God back to God.
所以我们不要想说啊，时间是我的啊，这我拿不出来，一切都是神给的。
So we are not to think that time belongs to me, and so I don't have time for God.
所以每一件事情我们有所有的如果神要用，我们都要拿出来。
And so every little thingthat we have belongs to God. And so if God wants to use it, we are to present it to him.
第二节特别讲这是没有人骑过的。
And verse 2 here specifically stated that this colt, no one has sat on it.
所以这是很纯的一头驴驹来给主耶稣骑。
And so this is a very pure colt for Lord Jesus.
我们今天要侍奉神我们要有很纯的这个生活心态，这样我们才能够侍奉神。
So today, in order for us to serve God, it is important that we have very pure and a very innocent life.
圣经说，人如果在年少的时候负恶，这是好的。
Now the Bible says that when one carry the load and your youth, that is good.
我们在年轻的时候，我们就懂得来侍奉神，被神所用，这是好的。
We are able to be used by God and serve God. That is a good thing.
当然到退休你要为神做一些事情，这也是很好啊。
Of course, once you retire and you still want to serve God, that is still very good.
但是还没有被世界用过，我们就让神来用，这是更好。
But if you were never been used by the society, and you allow God to start using you, that's even better.
那当这个驴驹进到耶路撒冷，
And so when this colt entered Jerusalem,
他们就在歌颂天主耶稣。
They started to praise Lord Jesus.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
前情后水都喊着说：“何善呐、啊，奉主来的是应当称颂。
Verse 9 here says that when before those who follow cried out, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
啊”所以第十节最后说那将要来的我主大卫之国。是应当称颂的，高高在上的和善呐、啊，所以在这个地方在称颂赞美主耶稣。
And so verse 10 here is said to just to praise and glorify Lord Jesus.
为什么？因为主耶稣用一个王的姿态啊，在进到耶路撒冷。
Why? Because Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as a king.
那这个讲大卫之国哈，这个就是神的国。
And then here says that here states the kingdom of David is talking about the kingdom of God.
那这个神的国的王就是主耶稣，
And the kingdom of God is Lord Jesus.
啊，但是从肉体上看起来，哈，主耶稣是没有外貌的，
But from the physical appearance, Jesus Christ did not have a beautiful physical appearance.
哦，所以为什么木匠的儿子进到耶路撒冷，这么多人在歌颂他？
This is the reason why a son of a carpenter, as he entered into Jerusalem, there's so many people praising him.
因为神感动大家啊，来欢迎这位属灵的王要进到耶路撒。
And this is because God has moved these people to glorify and praise him as he entered Jerusalem.
所以其他的四福音里面有讲如果他们没有歌颂，连石头也会出声来歌颂主。
And the other gospel book also talks about how if they don't even give praises to Lord Jesus, even the stones will come out and praise him.
好，那我们现在再看进到12节
We'll continue on to verse 12.
从15节到18节是洁净圣殿。
From verse 15 to verse 18 is the cleansing of the temple.
那我们现在看15节到18节。
We'll first go through 15 through 18.
这个圣殿主要的目的是什么？
What is the primary purpose of the temple?
所以17节。
Verse 17.
我的殿被称为万国祷告的殿。
Here says, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
因为在旧约时代，神充满在两个地方。
In the Old Testament, God filled two different places.
第一个就是神住在天国。
One is that God dwells in heaven.
众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And it's in a place where no one can draw near that light.
那第二个，神住在会幕或者圣殿里面。
And the second place is that he dwells in the tabernacle or in the holy temple.
因此，人如果要拜神要到殿里面，所以这里叫做万国祷告的殿。
And so if one is to worship God, then he would need to go to the temple, and that is why it's called a house of prayer for all nations.
那今天这个殿是什么？
And today, where is this temple?
这个殿就是教会。
This temple is church.
所以新约时代，神还是住在天国。
And so in the New Testament, God still dwells in heaven.
但是教会是充满万有者所充满。
But the church fills with the one that fills through all and over all.
那一位就是神啊。
And that is God himself.
所以教会是我们祷告敬拜神的地方。
And therefore, church is a place where we come to pray and worship God.
但是现在主耶稣到了耶路撒冷圣殿，他就发现好多人在那做买卖。
But now that Jesus Christ came to the temple, he realized that many people were doing business there.
哦，那为什么会做买卖？
Why were they doing business there?
哦，这里有讲推倒银钱桌子和卖鸽子的人的凳子，哦，就是为着他们在圣殿外卖，卖牛羊鸽子让人献祭用的。
Here says that he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. So we can see these people are there selling these animals and doves for the purpose of sacrifice.
所以在圣殿外面来买鸽子献祭，其实这个带给他们很多的方便。
And these people selling all these stuff outside of the temple actually brought convenience to those coming to the temple to worship.
但是把鸽子牛羊都带到圣殿来，这个就污秽了圣殿。
But when you bring those animals into the temple, then you have defiled the temple.
那在那里做买卖，这个就让圣殿的敬拜神的本质不一样。
And doing business in the temple has changed the essence of the purpose of the temple.
所以主耶稣就把他的牛羊赶出去，鸽子什么都推倒在地上。
And for that reason, Jesus Christ overturned the table and cast out those that were doing business there.
那今天这个告诉我们什么？
So what is this to tell us today?
我们来教会目的很单纯。
When we come to church, our reason should be very, very, very innocent.
比方说我们礼拜六来教会做什么？
For example, when we come to church on Sabbath, what do we do?
第一个，亲近神。
First is to draw close to God.
第二个，跟
secondly,
其他的信徒团契。
Is to have fellowship with brethren.
第三个，侍奉神。
And third is to serve God.
这个就是我们来教会的目的。
And this is the purpose of why we come to church.
所以教会里面不要做生意。
And so in church, we shouldn't be doing any kind of business.
那这样啊，我们来教会就很单纯。
And then they will bring simplicity for the reason why we come to church.
那信徒之间没有利害关系啊，这个信仰也比较容易持守。
And when there are no interest exchanges between brothers and sisters, then we are able to keep ourselves in faith and our faith.
所以主耶稣洁净圣殿。
And then so here we see that Jesus cleanses the temple.
但是18节啊，祭司长文士听见这个话啊，就要除灭耶稣啊。
But here in verse 18 says that the scribes and the chief priests heard and saw how they might destroy Jesus.
所以这个叫做新酒不能够装在旧皮袋里面。
And so this is also referring to how the new wine cannot be put in the old wineskin.
文士法利赛人啊，就是我严守字句还有条文。
Because the scribes and the Pharisees, they strictly observe the laws.
所以主耶稣讲的话好像新酒，他做的事好像新酒，他们受不了。
And so the words spoken by Lord Jesus and what he does is just like the new wine that they are not able to contain.
所以就想要把主耶稣杀掉。
And therefore they want to destroy him.
那在11章里面我们还有可以看到12节到14节。
From verse 11 through verse 14 of chapter 11。
然后这一段圣经接下去就是20节一直到26节。
And the second half of it, this incident is recorded in verse 20 through verse 24.
那这个在记载主耶稣咒诅无花果树。
And this here records how Jesus Christ cursed a fig tree.
所以我们看13节。
Verse 13.
远远看见一棵无花果树，树上有树叶，就往那里 在树上可以找着什么，却找不着什么，不过有树叶啊，因为收成时候没有到，所以有树叶看起来无花果，但是里面找不到无花果。
Here says that you can see that there are a lot of leaves, but you cannot find any figs.
好，那主耶稣咒诅无花果。
And so Lord Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree.
那到二十节哈，他们经过，见无花果，连根也枯干了。
In verse 20, here says that when the morning, when they passed by, they saw that the fig tree dried up from the roots.
这个代表主耶稣有权柄，甚至无花果也在他的主权之内。
And this represents that Lord Jesus has authority, that even the fig trees is under his authority.
那这个为什么会咒诅无花果呢？
But why did he curse the fig tree?
这可能有一个预表。
This is a prefiguration.
因为它有树叶，看起来像无花果树，但是找不到果子。
So, although this tree has leaves and it seems from afar like a fig tree, but you cannot find any figs on the tree.
那我们刚刚有看到那个文士法利赛祭司长文士十八节，这一些人他有宗教的外表在圣殿里面在教导人。
And these people, in verse 18, the scribes and the chief priests, from outwardly, they are like spiritual leaders.
但是在他们生活里面找不到果子。
But in their life, there's no fruit to be found.
所以在神的救恩他们是没有份的。
And so they have no part with the salvation of Christ.
所以我们也可以用这样来了解为什么他会咒诅无花果。
And so you can also use this to understand why Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree.
那从20节开始就解释。
And starting from verse 20, Jesus Christ started to explain.
因为彼得想起来就对他说，你咒诅无花果已经枯干了。
Peter was reminded of what happened, and so he said to Jesus that the tree that you cursed now dried up.
那主耶稣接下去就讲信心的能力。
And so following that, Jesus Christ explained to them about the power of faith.
23节。
Verse 23.
我实在告诉你，无论什么人对这个孙说，你挪开投在海里，他若心里不疑，只是信所说的必成就，就必给他成。
Verse 23, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.
这有一个很重要的先决条件，就是我们所做的要合于神的旨意。
And this has a prerequisite, is that whatever we do has to be according to the will of God.
如果我们做的合神的旨意，我们有这个信心，神就照信心给我们成全。
Whatever we do, if it's according to the will of God, then God will grant us what we ask of him.
所以接下去24节。
Verse 24.
无论祷告求什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
Whatever things you ask, then you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
当然，每个人神都有预定他要活几岁，还有他要住在哪里。
For every person, God has determined how many years they will live and where they will live.
所以当神的时候到了，有时候你虽然很有信心祷告，可能也不会好，因为时候已经到了。
And when one's time is up, even though you might have the faith and pray about it, but he will not be healed from his illness because his time is already up.
但是如果神所预定的时候还没有到，我们迫切祷告，那这个信心就可以产生功效。
But if God's appointed time has not yet come, and we pray with faith, then we will see the effects of our prayer.
所以这个有一个预定条件，就是合神的旨意。
And so, but these five verses have a prerequisite, and that it has to be according to the will of God.
我们这一节到这里结束，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence. We conclude this.